Welcome to Shor Machshav on the Daf. We're holding in Zevachim Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara in Amud Aleph brings a lashon that Reb Tarfon told Rebbe Akiva. He tells Rebbe Akiva, "Ha'avoido lashon shvua. Imitase yom nisvol. You didn't make a mistake. I heard it and I couldn't figure it out. But ata doyrish umaskim lashmua. You darshin and you're able to get to the shmua on your own. But lashon zel amar loy Akiva kol apoyrish mimcho." Anyone who leaves you is as if it leaves his own life. Similar lashon is brought down in the Gemara in Kiddushin and a few times in the Yerushalmi. This lashon indicates that leaving Torah is leaving life. The Maharal in the Siva Torah, Perek Tesvov, has a whole perek where he speaks about the idea that Torah is life. And the Maharal says, Ki hu chayecha v'orichamecha. The Torah is your actual life. The Torah is not just something that adds to life or something which makes life better. It's your etzem ha-life. It's etzem ha-chaim is the Torah. And that's the lashon called poresh b'chol poresh b'chayav. The Rambam, in the beginning of Perek Zayin, Mehilchos Ritzeach v'Shmiras HaNefesh, he says, Talmid Shegola, the Ari Miklot, if a Talmid goes to Ari Miklot, Magdim Rabbo Imo, his Rebbe goes with him. Sheneimar v'chay, it says the Pesach v'chay, Asela kedesh yichi. He needs to live. Says the Rambam, v'chaye ba'alei chochmo u'mevakshel, the life of the people that won chochmo, beloy talmud, if they're not able to learn, kemisa chashuvim. It's considered to be as if it's death. So the Masas Melech, Rav Shimon Diskin, says, what's the idea that the Rambam is telling us, this sentence over here, v'chaye ba'alei chochmo u'mevakshel beloy talmud kemisa chashuvim? This is the Lashon of our Gemara. And he says, Nafkamina is, that's only when someone has to go for Torah purposes. He says, some Noisekelim want to say that if a king goes to Ari Miklot, the reason why a king can't go to Ari Miklot is because the whole nation will have to go with him. Says the Masas Melech, according to this, no, it's only a din in Torah that one cannot leave his actual life. So therefore, when a Talmid goes, he has to send his Rebbe with him. But by a king, maybe not. The Tiferes Shlomo in Parsha Vayeshev explains that based on this, he says that always the Talmidim need their Rebbe. And even great people, they need a Rebbe to connect to. He says that was the mistake of the Shvatim. The Shvatim, they felt that they were all tzaddikim, were all gedolim. They don't need another leader. They told Yosef, you think you'll be a king on us? Not that they cared if someone is a king. Not that they cared about the covet, but they felt that they're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly, and they don't need to have any Rebbe who connects them. And he says, in a certain extent, that was the mistake of what happened by Korach. The Korach says, Ki kol ha'ido kulam gdoshim umaduot iznasu. Meaning, tells the Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't need you, we're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly. But he brings in the name of Baal Shem Tov, that the Talmidim, even the greatest people, need to have a Rebbe to connect to. And that is what Rav Tarfon tells Rabbi Akiva, called the Purish Mincho, Kipurish Mechayov. The Rebbe is the one who gives the life, who provides the Chaim to the Talmidim. Even great Talmidim connect to the source of life through the Rebbe. We refer to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, referred to as Elohim Chaim. That's the source of life. When the Rebbe is the one who is the connector to above, that's considered to be called a Purish Mimcho Kipurish Mechayov. That's the Lashon that Rav Tarfon is telling Rabbi Akiva. And this is the message that was told to the Shvatim, that Yosef is going to be the manning, he's the connector to the above, on him also called a Purish Mimcho Kipurish Mechayov. To join and sponsor the Shomach Shavah Shurim, please email shomachshavah@gmail.com.